Activists opposed to Pebble Mine delivered a 1-2 punch to the proposed project today when a national conservation group added two Bristol Bay rivers to the top of their list of endangered rivers. KDLG's Daisha Eaton has the story.
The Kwajalein and Nushagak rivers now share the number 2 spot on a list of America's most endangered rivers. David Morick is with American Rivers, the conservation group that publishes the annual list.
We chose to list Bristol Bay rivers mainly because they're threatened by the Pebble Mine.
Morick says the Kwajalein and Nushagak were a good fit for the list because it focuses on protecting rivers that are important to fish and wildlife, as well as downstream communities.
It's really those rivers that are facing a fork in the road, and if we make the right decision, then we can ensure the long-term health of these rivers.
Richard King with the Ekwok Tribal Council helped nominate the rivers. He says the big concern is that a mine might destroy the subsistence lifestyle that's central to Alaska Native culture and to many non-natives in the Alaska bush.
The Tribal Council, and as far as I know, all the councils on this river want to protect their way of life. They don't want to go clean rooms for $11 an hour or drive trucks for $15 an hour. They want to protect their subsistence lifestyle. Not that they don't want jobs, it's just that trade-off is just not there.
Kim Williams with Nunamta Alukastai, an Alaska Native conservation group based in Bristol Bay, says she hopes the listing will fire people up and put pressure on the Environmental Protection Agency.
We are so pleased that they rank so highly. Hopefully people will call their congressmen or let other people know that, you know, the Environmental Protection Agency can really do something to protect these rivers by invoking 404C.
This year, the EPA is set to assess the impact that large-scale development, such as the proposed Pebble Mine, would have on the Bristol Bay region. Whether or not the EPA will use their 404C veto power under the Clean Water Act is yet to be seen. American Rivers is based in Washington, D.C. It was founded in 1973, and it's funded by more than 65,000 members and supporters. In Dillingham, I'm Daisha Eaton.